Okay, we're going live in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Down the avenue, smell the hum and tashin, I look around for you. Urim is a coming through the door. Zadar 14 and the band is playing. Who could ever ask for more? Coming to you live from Beth Emanuel Sabbath Fellowship here in beautiful Hudson, Wisconsin. On historic 3rd Street is the Purim Home Companion Radio Show. We've got Mr. Troy Mitchell here on keyboard. Mr. Justin Johnson on mandolin. Mr. Mike Owen on conga. The guys' all-star sandal band. Our acting company is here. Daniel Lancaster, Marv Root, Les Steiner, Therese Steiner. And our special guest, Mr. Joshua Scrimshaw is here. Adar in Wisconsin, under a full moon. The weather's cold, but it's warm here in this room. We've come to hear the whole Megillah read, to tell some jokes and perhaps to poke fun, and later on to be fed. We've got a good show tonight. It's Purim, and what would Purim be without Purim songs? One of the best known Purim songs is from the liturgy, Al Hanisim. Troy?
Al Hanisim, Ve'al HaBorgan, Ve'al HaGur, Ve'al HaTzur, Ve'al HaMilchamot, Se'asit Al Avoteinu. Al Hanisim, Ve'al HaPurkan, Ve'al HaGuro, Ve'al HaTzur, Ve'al HaMilchamot, She'asit Al Avoteinu, Bayamim Ahem Bazman Hazeh. Al Hanisim, Ve'al HaPurkan, Ve'al HaGuro, Ve'al HaTzur, Ve'al HaMilchamot, She'asit Al Avoteinu, Bayamim Ahem Bazman Hazeh. Al Hanisim, Ve'al HaPurkan, Ve'al HaGur, Ve'al HaTzur, Ve'al HaMilchamot, She'asit Al Avoteinu, Bayamim Ahem Bazman Hazeh. Al Hanisim, Ve'al HaPurkan, Ve'al HaGur, Ve'al HaTzur,
time for jokes, and I've got a really bad one. How do we know that the people of Shushan are hard of hearing? I'll give you a hint. It's the next song. Because the first line of Esther says in Hebrew, Vayehi bimei Achashverosh. Who? Achashverosh. Let's hear it.
Amolek, Amolek, Mehodu, dream. Lumea medina te mamesve. Lumea medina.
Show here at Beth Emmanuel, it seemed appropriate to bring in a ringer. So I contacted a friend of mine, a professional comedian, professional actor of Twin Cities fame, a writer, personal friend, and inkling. I want you to give a warm Beth Emmanuel welcome to Mr. Joshua Scrimshaw.
A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But on the first floor of the King's Gate, one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Mordecai, Private Eye.
It was a dank and chilly Tevet. A cold wind blew through the city, the kind of wind that makes every royal feast end in a rumpus. The kind of wind that makes meek little queens of Persia suddenly tell their husbands' eunuchs where to get off. Anything can happen in a month like this. You can even get a kosher beer in a cocktail lounge. And just to prove it, I went down to the five spot to see if Jimmy still knew how to pour.
What can I get you, pal? A glass of Manischewitz? Mogan David, maybe?
Make it a Hebrews, Jimmy.
Messiah Bold?
Genesis Ale. I got a feeling this drink is only the beginning.
That kind of night, huh, Mordecai?
That kind of month, Jimmy. Ever since Esther got hitched to the king, I've had a bad feeling, like trouble was just around the corner.
Hey, what's a guy have to do to get a drink around here? I'm a eunuch, not a leper.
Sure, pal. Name your poison.
Shirley Temple, straight up, with an O'Doul's chaser.
Hey, I've seen you around the palace. You're one of the king's eunuchs.
We prefer the term anatomically challenged, thank you very much.
Sorry, pal. No offense intended. Let me make it up to you. Jimmy, get my friend here a real drink. Something to put hair on his chest.
Funny. Let's put hair on the eunuch's chest. Hearty har har.
Wait a minute. I thought you said eunuch was an offensive term.
It is. When you say it. When I say it, it's empowering.
I don't get it.
Of course you don't. That's why everybody in Persia should be forced to take sensitivity training. Starting with the king, or as we like to call him, the inbred oppression facilitator.
That doesn't sound very sensitive to me.
That's because you've been desensitized to sensitivity, and the only cure that makes any sense is radical resensitization. For example, what if I were to slap you in the face like this?
Ow! That hurt!
Exactly! But what if instead of a slap in the face, I applied a manual attitude adjustment to your left jowl? Like so!
Ow! That still hurts!
Really? That's strange. Maybe if I use the back of my hand...
No! Keep away from me, you crackpot!
Actually, we prefer the term secular progressive.
Okay, fine, but what happens if this sensitivity training doesn't work on the king?
That's simple. We kill him.
Kill him? Don't you mean permanently remove the burden of continued existence, allowing the inbred oppression facilitator to go gently into that goodnight?
Nope, I mean kill him. Dead! Speaking of which, I was supposed to meet my co-conspirator here, but I don't know where he is. I told him 9 p.m. at the Yacht and Tittle.
I think you got the wrong joint. The Yacht and Tittle is 2 blocks down. This is the 5 spot.
Well, expletive deleted. I gotta go. Oh, and about this whole sensitivity training slash assassination plot, you're not gonna warn the king, are you?
Me? Of course not.
Thanks! What a minch!
And with that, I was on the phone to the palace. No, I didn't warn the king. A private eye is a man of his word. I warned Esther, who warned the king for me. What? You've never heard of a loophole? Whatever. All I know is the king owes me big, and in my line of work, you never know when you might need a favor.
A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But on the first floor of the king's gate, one guy is still trying to figure out the answer to life's persistent questions. Mordecai, Private Eye. Mr. Joshua Scrimshaw. Troy, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, this is a family show, okay?
Okay.
Have you ever had so much grape juice on Purim that you couldn't differentiate between Baruch Mordecai and Arur Haman?
No comment, please.
Or you could sing about it.
Maybe on Passover.
Speaking of lifting spirits, Adar is a month of joy, isn't it? So let's play for us a song about the joy of Adar.
Mi se nignas adar ma bim vestim ka.
This portion of our show will be brought to you by the Ketchup Advisory Board.
These are the good years for my husband and me. We are rich, have many sons. My husband has been promoted and honored by the king several times, and the king even made him his number two man. He even got invited to a private banquet with the king and queen. We should have been happy. Everything was going well until one day when he came home from work all upset.
Upset? You think I'm upset? I'm completely outraged.
Oh, calm down, dear. Is it really that big of a deal? Everyone else in the entire kingdom bows down to you. So what's the big deal if Mortimer fellow doesn't?
Mordecai. His name is Mordecai.
Well, whatever his name is. Is it really that important?
Yes, it's really important. Every day I pass him by and he just sits there if I'm not right in front of him.
Have you tried talking to him, dear? I'm sure it's all just a big misunderstanding.
Yes, my people have tried. Apparently, he's a Jew. He'll only bow to the one true God. Who does he think he is? He's so arrogant.
You really need to let go of this, dear. And I know just the thing to help.
Let me guess. You're going to suggest that I make a gallows 75 feet high, ask the king to have Mordecai hanged on it in the morning.
That might be nice, dear, but I was actually thinking of ketchup.
Ketchup?
Of course, dear. Ketchup has natural mellowing agents. Once you've had a little ketchup, you'll feel much better about the whole thing, I'm sure.
These are the good times for banquets and decrees. Building a gallows for your enemies. Life is flowing like ketchup on saltines.
Ketchup for the good times.
Ketchup, ketchup.
Ketchup filled with natural mellowing agents. Esther 9:1 says, "And the tables were turned so that the Jews prevailed over their enemies." Let's hear V'nahafuchu, Esther 9, verse 1.
V'nahafuchu, 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 v'nahafuchu. Asher yishetu ha'yudim, em ha'betzoneihem. Asher yishetu ha'yudim. Then I'll ведна Богу. А ще їж лету на юди.
Cowboys, brought to you by Shushan, Shushine, and Boot Polish. Give your boots a royal shine, and now, the lives of the cowboys.
I'm tired of sitting at the king's gate all day long, you know. It's time for this little doggy to get home. I'm gonna get up here on this here horse and take for me a little ride. Come on, let's saddle up.
No, sir. I'd rather walk.
Well, suit yourself. But if you're not going to ride, would you mind helping me with my leather boots?
Don't you think you could do that all by yourself?
Well, you're awfully snug. I sure could use a hand.
All right. There.
Thank you. These here spurs, how do you put them on? How do you put these on?
Come on, just like this. That's it.
All right. Oh, okay. What else does a proper cowboy need? Let's see. How about some royal robes?
You kidding me? Cowboys don't wear no royal robes.
Well, see, I'm a Jewish cowboy. Seems like a Jewish cowboy should ride around town with a little dignity. A little respect, you know.
No way there, Buckaroo. That'd cost a pretty penny.
Well, how about some used royal robes then, huh? Ones that are been worn out. Worn out a little. Hey, how about those over there, say, see?
All right. For the Jewish cowboy.
All right. That's more like it. Now, give me a hand up on this here horse, why don't you?
There you go.
Ooh, easy boy. Well, how do I look?
You're missing something.
Oh, what?
Your cowboy Hyatt. Where's your cowboy Hyatt?
How about that crown over there?
A crown? Instead of a cowboy Hyatt? You're kidding me.
Why, I just want a little dignity, a little, you know, some respect, remember?
I suppose, while I'm walking next to you, you want me to holler, "Oh, hail the Jewish cowboy who sits around all day long at the king's gate and just now got his midlife crisis. He's going on a horsey ride all dutied up."
Well, it that's a good start. We could use some polish. How about this here horsey ride and these here fancy duds and this here escort through town is all due to such a good job that Mordecai has been doing at the King's Gate. Mordecai is the man.
Nobody'd remember that. How about this is what's done for the Mayan the king takes a shining to.
King takes a shining to. Close enough. Giddy up.
The Lives of the Cowboys, brought to you by Shoeshine, Shoeshine, and Boot Polish. Give your boots a royal shine with Shoeshine, a name you can trust. Troy, give us a song about Mordecai all duded up in his royal robes and golden crown. Let's hear U'Mordechai Yatzah.
Mordecai Yatza, Milipnei HaMelech, Vilevush Malchut Ba'Ater Zahav. Mordecai Yatza, Milipnei HaMelech, Vilevush Malchut Ba'Ater Zahav. Ha'Yehudim Aitza, Orah V'Simcha, Orah V'Simcha, V'Tzatzon Yikar. Ha'Yehudim Aitza, Orah V'Simcha, Rabbit and Rabbit, the Sony God.
Gladness, joy, and honor. So may it be for us. Let's hear Lihudim.
Lihudim, Lihudim, I daura, Vesimba, Vesisomiga. Lihudim, Lihudim, I daura, Vesimba, Vesisomiga. Lihudim, Lihudim, I daura. Vesim ba vesim songika, Yehudim ma Yehudim, I daura. Vesim ba vesim songika, Yehudim ma Yehudim, I daura. Vesim ba vesim songika, Yehudim ma Yehudim, I daura.
Portion of our show brought to you by Bebop a Rebop Rhubarb Pie and Bebop a Rebop a Frozen Rhubarb Pie Filling. Rhubarb, it's the secret to the good life as we know it.
It's the middle of March. Springtime is coming, and you wake in the morning to the sound of birds chirping. You look with optimism to the day ahead as you take a long, warm shower, get dressed in your office best, leisurely sip your coffee, brush your teeth, and then head off to work in your classy but sensible minivan, humming happily all the way. You have a fulfilling day at the office.
Yes.
And lose count of all the times people thanked you for all you
thank
have done.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
After
thank
putting
you.
In a full day of giving your best, you once again make the well-worn path home, singing opera all the way home. As you listen to your favorite public radio station. When you get home, you take off your shoes, stretch, and flip on the TV, and relax while watching some CNN. Just then, your cell phone rings. You search through your pockets to find your phone. It's your wife. So you better find it. You forgot tonight is Purim. And you are late. She tells you to quickly put on your costume, grab the plate of hamantaschen from the counter, and get to the building as fast as you can before you miss the Megillah reading. You struggle to get your King Xerxes robes on, fumble for the plate of hamantaschen, and accidentally knock it on the floor. Scoop up the hamantaschen off the floor, put it in a plastic bag, then rush out the door and start up your van. You speed off to the building and make it as far as the St. Croix Bridge when you hear sirens. Zooming up behind you, you pull off to the side of the road. You know that you don't have time to wait for a ticket from the cops or explain your costume to them, so you decide to run.
Quick, get the dogs!
Your boots crunch in the snow. As you scramble down the hill under the bridge, a police dog gives chase. Several police dogs give chase. A pack of wild, howling, ferocious, frothing police dogs give chase. They rip and tear at your robes. You hurry to the edge of the ice. Oh, the dogs whimper and turn back. Sensing the danger, by the light of the full moon, you slowly make your way across the frozen St. Croix, the ice creaking each step of the way. You are almost there now. Just a few more. The cold water takes your breath away, and you struggle to get out of the freezing water. You blow air into your bag of hamantaschen and use it as a flotation device. You pull yourself onto shore, breathe a sigh of shivering relief as you take off your crown and make your way up the beach. Just then you notice a large number of birds gathering in the trees above. Crows, ravens, hawks, and falcons, who all sound exactly the same, have gathered. Obviously attracted to the distinct smell of wet hamantaschen, they begin to swoop down on you and you fight them off with your bag. You run as fast as you can up Vine Street and then race down Third until at last you reach the safety of the building. Once inside, you decide to quickly sneak your hamantaschen downstairs and set it on the Onig table before anyone sees who brought it. You open the door to find everyone already down there and looking directly at you. As you set your bag next to the other desserts, you hear people begin to whisper, "Is he supposed to be the king? Yeah, he looks more like Jonah, and he smells like him, too."
Wouldn't this be a great time for a piece of rhubarb pie? Yes, nothing removes the taste of shame and humiliation from your mouth like bebop or rebop rhubarb pie. One little thing can revive a guy, and that is a piece of rhubarb pie. Serve it up, nice and hot. Maybe things aren't as bad as you thought. Mama's little baby loves rhubarb, rhubarb, bebop, a rhubarb, a rhubarb pie. Mama's little baby loves rhubarb, rhubarb, bebop, a rhubarb, a rhubarb pie. Bebop, a rhubarb, a rhubarb pie. Rhubarb! Look for it in your grocery shelf the next time you're there. That's it for the first half of our show. We're going to take a brief intermission. We'll be back for more Purim fun, including jokes, music, and reading the Megillah. You're listening to a Purim Home Companion, coming to you live. Okay, we're going back on. We get ready on the powder milk song here. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Welcome back to the second half of our live broadcast of Firm Home Companion, coming to you live from Beth Emanuel Sabbath Fellowship. This portion of our show brought to you by Powder Milk Biscuits in the big blue box with a picture of the biscuit on the cover. Buy them ready-made in the brown bag with the dark stains that indicate freshness. Powder Milk Biscuits made from whole wheat that give shy persons the strength to get up and do what needs to be done. Has your family tried them Powder Milk? Has your family tried them Powder Milk? Well, if your family's tried them, you know you've satisfied them. They're the real hot item, Powder Milk. All right, we got some great Purim jokes for you. Let's start with Marina. You ready for a knock-knock joke? Knock-knock?
I don't want to.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Vashti.
Vashti who?
Vashti dishes? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Haman.
Haman who?
Hey man, how's it going?
Why didn't King Ahasuerus take any pictures of Queen Vashti with her crown? Because crowns don't work like cameras. Oh. It's been a quiet week in Lake Shushan, my hometown. And I've got a letter here from there that I'd like to read to you. Fairly popular letter. You can find a copy of it in the Pew Bibles under the title Esther. It's an unusual letter. It requires some audience participation, which is indicated in the program insert, if you have one of these. And just to help you along, we've got some sign holders to help out with the sound effects. Now, it was in the days of Ahasuerus, the Ahasuerus who reigned from India to Ethiopia over 127 provinces. In those days when King Ahasuerus sat on his royal throne in Susa, the capital, in the third year of his reign, he gave a feast for all of his officials and servants. The army of Persia, Media, and the nobles and governors of the provinces were before him, while he showed the riches of his royal glory and the splendor and pomp of his greatness for many days, 180 days. And when these days were completed, the king gave all the people present in Susa, the citadel, both great and small, a feast lasting for 7 days in the court of the garden of the king. Well, that's the news from Lake Shushan, where all the women are strong and all the men are good-looking and all the children are above average.
Isaiah 8:10 says, "They have devised schemes, but they have been foiled. They have made declarations against us, but they will not be fulfilled because God is with us." Troy, play for us that song before we close out. Utsu Eitza.
Utsu Eitza Vetufa Dabu Dava Velo Yaku Dabu Dava Velo Yaku Kimanu Ke Utsu Eitza Vetufa Dabu Dava Velo Yakum, Dabu Dava Velo Yakum, Kimanukel. Ay, Kimanukel. Ay, Kimanukel. Ay, Kimanukel. Kimanukel. Ay, Kimanukel. Yakum Kimanukel. Ay, 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 Kimanukel. Ay, 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 Kimanukel. Manukil, Manukil, Ki Manukil, Ki Manukil, Ki Manukil, Ki Manukil, Ki Manukil, one more time. Ki Manukil, Ki Manukil, Ki Manukil, Ki Manukil, Ki Manukil, Ki Manukil, Ki Manukil.
Well, that's our show tonight. Our sound engineer and stage manager, Mr. Richard Fike. Production assistants, Faith Thompson, Liz Hanke, and Tessa Steiner. Our show tonight written by the Moberg Comedy Team, Mordecai Private Eye written and performed by Joshua Scrimshaw. The guy's all-star sandal band, Mr. Troy Mitchell. Mr. Justin Johnson. Mr. Mike Owen. Prairie Home Companion theme songs written by Garrison Keeler, Rich Dworsky. Thanks to our acting company, Mr. Daniel Lancaster. Marv Root. Les Steiner. Therese Steiner. And a special thanks to our guest, Mr. Joshua Scrimshaw. Troy, take us out on Al Hanisim. Bebop rhubarb pie and powder milk biscuits. Good night. Beth Emanuel, Sabbath Fellowship.